This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how did our cattle trade today?
Cattle futures ended on a negative note for the second day in a row. We were down about $3.70 in the March feeder cattle, 198.30 here late in the day. That's on the contract lows and about $5 off of the high from this morning. That's the second day in a row that we started off the day strong and then throughout the day went lower. When you get a market that can't recognize positive move or can't stay strong, and that's a bear market. And for so long, for over a year, the market went up every day, no matter what the news was. And now it seems like the market's going down and turned around and trying to go the opposite direction. I don't think that that's a very good time for the long term in the cattle futures, but we are down. I guess one positive note is that 198.40, we're still $5.40 off of the low of 193 for March. Live cattle also lower, with February down 80 at 158.30. Trying to hang in there with that to high cash trade around 160.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Crop Plan by Winfield combines high-performing seed genetics with local, field-tested answer plot results to provide farmers with localized management strategies that incorporate seed placement, proper nutrition, and crop protection product recommendations based on solid data. They've planted multiple answer plot locations in the Southern Plains region this year, showcasing winter canola and winter wheat. Crop Plan by Winfield, a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Farm and Ranch News Daily Email. National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of a cooperative structure and spirit, employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and its participants. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking to finance your cattle operation, our staff's knowledge and experience in the industry is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit, 800-310-0220.
And Justin, what's going on in the grain market?
Grain futures were mixed here today. We have corn down about 3 cents, beans 9 cents higher. Yesterday's USDA grain report was really bullish for beans, but it didn't really have a bullish impact on bean prices. Right after the report was released yesterday, it did rally, but then it closed weak. But today we're adding that to right back onto it with the March beans up about 9 cents at 9.78, July soybeans and on out of about 6 cents. Wheat futures just a little bit strong today. It seems like with all the information we currently have on this year's wheat crop, things are going pretty good for the Southern Plains, and that's why wheat has come down. There is that unknown event out there, that Black Swan event, the geopolitical issues going on between the Russians and the Ukrainians, and what happens in that could be what happens to the wheat market. Using all the information right now, it doesn't look like it's going to have a big impact, and prices should be steady.
Justin, what's your phone number?
877-431-9805.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.